Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy Show is brought to you by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Midwest Coach Limousine, a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff, they take great pride and providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Take it from me. I've had at least three or four different opportunities to use Midwest Coach Limousine, and I have been thrilled with every experience, especially my girls, loving that party coach bus that we used for my daughter's 16th birthday party. Definitely something to check out, folks. Okay, Napier Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a family owned and operated small business on the north side of Naperville. Check out Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get absolutely nothing for free. I'm kidding. No, really, if you're a veteran, you do get paid. Some of the times it pays to listen to this show. If you're a veteran, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show at Bricconi's and you can get a beverage or a dessert on me. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, that's according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you do get something here on this one. An oil change. One-time special, guys. $17.95 for an oil change. Have you ever heard of such a thing at this day and age? Or $27.95 for synthetic. That's if you have one of those fancier cars. Matt Weber. Say hello to my buddy Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. Sullivan's Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Thanks, Sullivan's Steakhouse. Been with us since the very beginning. Dally McCarthy Show, you know, is going to be celebrating almost 6 years. I'm jumping here. We're 5.5 years. Let's just celebrate what we have now. But can you believe this? 5.5 years going strong on the Dally McCarthy Show. Hey, let's do a shout out to the Naperville Trolley and Tours. They have beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. And finally, a shout out to another sponsor who's been with us, oh my goodness, 4 years now and going strong. Thanks, NapervilleAlarm.com, all my friends out there in Naperville, all those listeners out there where I live for many years. Thanks to you for still tuning in. And to all my new listeners in Park Ridge and those continuing to listen in Rockford and Chicago. But first, NapervilleAlarm.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, they have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dally McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dally McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Good day to all of you. You may be listening in the morning or the afternoon. Welcome to the Dally McCarthy Show on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago. Tuileville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, who's carried the show since the very beginning, and to our friends on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Hello to everybody on 1010 News Talk. It's the good show, I like to call it, where every week we bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Usually I'm the one, I'm the brunt of all the jokes. So feel free, I don't mind. I'm your host, Dally McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show. All right, we have a very special guest on the show today. You know we feature non-for-profits every week on the show, and we have some celebrities, too, here and there, sprinkled through. Today I wanted to give enough time to the executive director, Chris Salyards from The Harbor in Park Ridge, some extra time to talk, but we're going to get to Chris in just a moment. She's on standby. Chris, thanks for holding on there. But first we have a couple of announcements, just a few here. The Misericordia Young Professionals Council presents the Red Heart Bash. It's an evening of food, dancing, and fun benefiting Misericordia. That's Friday, October 12th. From 7:30 until 11:30. That's it. The party ends at 11:30. Guests can enjoy 4 hours of open bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres, live DJ, and a silent auction in the stunningly renovated. Have you seen this place? Wintrust Grand Banking Hall. It's gorgeous. You can register. If you do register by October 7th, you get this early bird discount of the tickets are $115. Otherwise, the ticket price goes up to 125. So check out the Misericordia Young Professionals Council Red Heart Bash, not to be missed. And have you ever heard of the Elementary Learning Foundation? Well, not many people have. They've provided over $780,000 to District 64 schools since 1994. The District 64 Elementary Learning Foundation, or they call it ELF, is an independent 501c3 non-for-profit organization governed by a community of volunteers. And really their mission is to expand and enrich lifelong learning opportunities for all students in School District 64, which is primarily Park Ridge here. The Dally McCarthy Show is proud to sponsor their ELF Halloween Hustle. It's a 5K run, or you can walk. This is all on Saturday, October 7th, 8 a.m., right outside Hodges Park in Uptown Park Ridge. You can register online at district64elf.org, or to learn more about ELF, that's the Elementary Learning Foundation, not ELF, you know, like the Santa's ELF. We're not talking about that. You can check out the D64 ELF. I sounded like a list there. ELF. All right, a couple more things. The Misericordia Women's Board invites you to mark your calendars for a very special evening benefiting Misericordia. We're back to Misericordia. There's a couple things going on. Boy, they're very busy this time of year. It's the Heart of Mercy Ball. This has been going on for years. And this is all taking place on Friday, November 16th. I wonder how many years it's actually been. We'll have to find that out when they come on the show next week. It all takes place on Friday, November 16th. I think I said that. At the Hilton Chicago. Ticket information, you can contact Jeanette Blunda at 847-612-6046, or you can email her. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. If I rattle that off, no one's going to get that. Okay, and finally, before we got a special guest on the show, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Chris Salyards from The Harbor is in the house, so we're going to be talking to Chris in just a few moments about The Harbor. You know, it's a local homeless shelter here, and we're going to talk to her more about that. Hey, we're all about finding silence in a busy world, right? We all want to, as women, find peace and quiet and purpose to our hectic lives. I know for sure I am. The Park Ridge Women's Interfaith Breakfast, their theme this year for their breakfast is pretty much how to address just that, how to find silence in a busy world. Nationally renowned speaker Kira Kavanaugh is a longtime Park Ridge resident. She's going to be our guest speaker at this breakfast, the Interfaith Breakfast. It's been going on, I've been told, about 40 years now, over 40 years. Women of different faiths getting together to share a sense of spirituality and fellowship. So I hope you can join us. I'll be there. It could be my first time. So come. If you haven't been, you're not the only one. Come and join me. It's October 13th at the Park Ridge Country Club. It's a beautiful country club. If you've never been there, here's an excuse to get in there and check it out, the historic Park Ridge Country Club. This all takes place on October 13th. Doors open at 9:30. And let's see. I'm trying to double-check the ticket price. I think it's $30. Yep, $30. On Saturday, October 13th, Park Ridge Country Club, Park Ridge Women's Interfaith Breakfast. All are invited to come. Check it out. I'll be there. If you want to sit with me, I think I'm sitting alone right now at a table. So come join me. Tell me you want to sit with me. I could use some company. All right. Now, without further ado, please welcome to the show for the very first time. Do we have the band playing? Can we play the band? Can we tune it? Yeah. You guys are taking a break right now? Okay. Chris Salyards from The Harbor. Joined us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, let me just say The Harbor, first and foremost, not many people outside of Park Ridge are really familiar with that. I mean, no, I shouldn't say that to be fair. A lot of people are familiar with this, even outside of Park Ridge. But we're reaching out in Rockford, and we're reaching out in southwest suburbs and deep in the heart of Chicago. The Harbor, if you're not familiar with it, it's a local homeless shelter serving girls, young women, and they're holding their annual fundraising event on Saturday, September 29th. That's next Saturday at 7:30. If you want to join us, you can journey back to a spirited time in American history for an evening at is it Rubra's Speakeasy? Is that how you say it?
Yep, that's the secret word, Rubra. It's Harbor spelled backwards.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what that is? Okay. I thought to myself, I'm not really with it. But then again, I wasn't born or around in the 20s, so I guess I can give myself a little break. So Rubra's, that's Harbor spelled backwards, Speakeasy, and the Roaring 20s Casino will be conveniently hidden inside the Fields Infinity dealership of Glencoe, Illinois. Your charitable donation of $80 includes cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, gambling, and features jazz music from the Elaine Dame Trio. If you want to purchase tickets, you can go to theharbor.org. And that's The Harbor. It's spelled HARBOUR.org. Does that sound good? How's that?
Perfect.
Chris, tell us, how are you? And thanks for coming on the show. Let's just jump right into it. We got the whole, you know, everybody knows about the tickets, but now why should they come? Let's talk about this, how important The Harbor is to Chicagoland. And I know it's you've been with The Harbor for quite a number of years, haven't you? Tell us a little bit about your association with The Harbor. You're the executive director, obviously, so you have a big association with it. But how did you get involved, and what's life like for you day to day with the harbor?
Well, it's exciting. People ask me what I do, and I tell them I raise teenage girls really well. So I actually tripped on becoming employed at the harbor 5 years ago when the previous executive director had posted a job for a program director. And I was actually waiting for my hiring letter from another agency, and I just, something about the harbor spoke to me. I've been working in the Chicagoland area in social services for a very long time, and when I met Randy, the previous executive director, I absolutely fell in love with the harbor and its mission. And I believe so strongly in it because I believe kids need us. I believe in providing young women who are homeless or housing unstable a safe place to lay their heads. I believe in giving them experienced staff to help them overcome trauma and traumatic events, and I believe in giving them the tools to become successful young adults. And what really resonates with me at the Harbor is that I truly believe in developing strong women. And so we provide services 24/7 and 365 a year, helping young women not only have that safe space when they're experiencing homelessness, but reconnecting them with family or friends of family who might be able to help them. And when they can't, we help them find that long-term stable living environment so that they never have to worry about being homeless ever again. And so for me, I could talk about it all day long, Dolly, because I absolutely adore this agency.
Oh, that is such a relief to hear. It's so good to hear from leaders like yourself, executive directors of non-for-profits that really, really have the strong passion and desire to really, you know, make a difference in your non-for-profit and really enjoy what you're doing, because that's half the battle. And it's good to see such good work coming out of there and know we have the satisfaction and the comfort of knowing that you're at the head of it all, Chris, and your heart is in it, and you're doing an amazing job. Last week, I had the honor of meeting Chris at the Park Ridge Community Fund breakfast, where the harbor was honored with grants, Chris? Or?
Yep, it's a grant from the Park Ridge Community Fund. Yeah, so we are provided the generous contributions of the Park Ridge Community Fund in partnership. I mean, there's so many not-for-profits that come together, and the Park Ridge Community Fund does such an amazing job with leveraging the community and the resources of the community to help us in the nonprofit world meet our needs. So I was very humbled and honored to be among such great leaders in this community, not only those who support us, but those who support others who can't support themselves. And so it is a grant that we apply for every year, and the generosity of the fund has continued to be strong. So we are so thankful.
Yeah. We're talking to Chris Salyards, the executive director of the Harbor. The Harbor provides services to young women who are homeless in the north and northwest suburban Cook County area. I love how you guys say our light is always on and our doors are always open. I love that. So you do provide emergency shelter, housing for these young women. And how long do they, on average, stay before they kind of are on their own, able to sustain, you know, this living on their own?
Yep, we actually allow them to stay in our shelter for up to 3 weeks, but the Harbor believes in never pervading homelessness. And so if we just don't have the safe living environment for them to send them to, we will restart their 3 weeks. And at the same time, we are actively looking for resources and people who might be able to wrap around the young women that we serve. We recently launched, for kids to find us, we recently launched a text for helpline. That's text shelter at 77948, and also social media channels so that kids could find us. Because as one of my young people said to me, she said, Chris, we don't use phones as phones. So you need to find another way for us to reach you. And so out of that conversation, we really changed the way that we do business so that we can help our kids find us.
Is it a challenge, Chris, to really get them to be reunited with their family? And let me just ask, before we answer that, I should ask, you know, these gals that are coming to you, they're between 12 years old and 20. Do they come for themselves? Is it because, what type of family situation do they find themselves in where they are forced to, you know, be homeless and then lucky enough to find you, the harbor?
Yeah, great question. Our average age of women served is 17 and a half. We have had a few 12-year-olds, but we work in partnership with local agencies who work alongside the harbor to do some family repair work with those families. So a lot of times our minor children, they really do have a great success rate of going home. I believe when I last looked, it was a 98% success rate. And then the last of the percentage went to planned settings where one, for example, might have been a residential, where they can continue to get the services they need. But for our 17 and a half, 18-year-old kiddos, a lot of time they may come to us to escape abuse or neglect because of their LGBT status, because they become pregnant and they can't stay at home, and poverty does also, unfortunately, split up families. And so they come to us for a million different reasons, but the trauma is exactly the same. So we really, I always tell the kids, give me your heavy backpack of, you know, trauma and bad feelings. Let me hang on to that for a while. We'll work on that with you, and we'll fill your new backpack with skills and a hope for a better tomorrow. So.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're talking to Chris Sellier, the executive director of the Harbor. If you're just tuning in, the Harbor is having a big fundraiser next Saturday. And Chris, how important is this fundraiser to keep the services you offer going for these young women?
They're absolutely vital to our services. We really are depending on the generosity of our communities to continue to raise our girls and protect our kiddos, because state and federal funding is always always one of those things that's hard to predict. And we just really want to make sure that we never have to stop serving young people who need us because of different funding streams being jeopardized.
And these are very vital funds. Is this fundraiser like your main fundraiser? Do you rely heavily on this event to carry you throughout the year? And you, I'm assuming you're getting some state funding, but I know you mentioned, and we're all well aware how tricky that is in the state of Illinois, but how important is this particular fundraiser? And then we can talk about, too, tell us if there's any other fundraisers throughout the year, but is this one of the key events that really carries the harbor?
Yes, this is our fall fundraiser that carries us through the rest of the next quarter, and we really depend on these funds to make sure that we can continue to staff at the levels we staff, to provide the supervision that we provide, and the meals. And last year, we provided our young people with over 8,000 supervised days of care and over 20,000 meals and over 10,000 hours of case management. And we do provide 86 cents of every dollar goes directly to our kids in our programs. And so the funds that we receive, we use really to inject our kids with everything they need, the tools that they need, the supervision they need to become successful young adults. It is a huge cost savings to the community if we can catch them now and provide them with better resources for tomorrow. We should not see them again in our community programs.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a huge cost saving to the community now and in the future. That's for sure. The tickets are only $80 for this event, and you're getting 3 hours of an open bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and what fun, a casino environment, the speakeasy, the Rubra speakeasy, that's the harbor spelled backwards. I love it. It's going to be a great time. How many people are coming out so far?
We have about 175 so far. So we are expecting a nice crowd. And Elaine Dame is known around the city of Chicago. She's a good singer. She's got her little trio coming, and so we're super excited about that. It's a good evening. It should be a lot of fun. And we're raffling away a wagon full of wine. It's a full wine cabinet, generously donated
to us by one of our supporters.
So for $25, people can actually go home with a full wine cabinet for the rest of the year. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that idea. It's so creative. I love these fundraisers. People, the volunteers all get so creative. Speaking of volunteers, let's do a quick shout-out to Fields Infinity in Glencoe for hosting the event at their location. Hello to the Fields Infinity group. And let's talk about these volunteers. Park Ridge Living did an article recently about the harbor and highlighted one of your extraordinary volunteers. Let's talk about some of those volunteers and what they mean to the harbor.
We, without our volunteers, we could not do so many things. One of our volunteers, Ted Sig, who is a Park Ridge resident and has been a friend of the harbor since 1980, he actually moves all of our kids from our congregate care, our group home living, to their own apartments. He helps collect furniture from us from estate sales, and he delivers their furniture. He, like I said, he helps set up their apartments. He does all of our maintenance, our honey-do list, if you will, which keeps our costs low on maintaining our properties. So he's one type of volunteer. I have another group of women who started a sewing program with the harbor 4 years ago, and they teach the girls how to make pillowcases and curtains and very functional things that they will need in their apartments. They've taught them how to quilt, and they actually make a quilt every year for our gala, which is in the spring. I have volunteers who come in and teach self-defense. I have volunteers who come in and do barbecues with the kids. I have a birthday club that volunteers provide birthday presents and cakes for. And so, quite honestly, it's because of our volunteers that we are able to give our kids that village that they need to feel like they really have everything they need as they're living here with us.
Amazing. You've got some amazing volunteers, that's for sure. And a shout out to Ted Siggs, who you know, for a lot of these young women, Ted was explaining, you know, they didn't have very good male role models, and how nice it is that Ted's there to show them the kindness, patience, and generosity and giving in these safe environments. And speaking of safe environments, we don't know where the housing is. That's private information. But we were able to look at pictures, and I was able to look at pictures before Chris came on the show of some of the housing that's available to these young women. And I was so impressed how beautiful the kitchen was, even. So it's really nice to see, you know, it's really nice to see that these women are in these beautiful environments, which is so important after you've experienced some sort of trauma, which many of these women probably have experienced, you know. So that just gives them one less thing to worry about, and just it's nice to be around. We all know being in a nice, beautiful environment. So I was really impressed, Chris. I'm really impressed with you, as are many people on the Northwest side. Thanks for everything you're doing with the harbor. We're out of time, but we look forward to all the things you're going to be bringing on in the future and years to come with the harbor. Thanks for everything you've done, Chris.
Thank you so much, Dolly, and thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. All right, we are almost out of time, folks. Thanks for tuning in. As I tell you every week, be good to each other. Take care of each other. Take care of our harbor. The harbor is a local homeless shelter serving women, young women and girls, which is holding their annual fundraising event. Chris, you talked about that's what I've been doing the last half hour of the show. It's Saturday, September 29th, 2018. Chris was a little nervous about coming on the show when she was awesome. Chris Salyard, the executive director of the Harbor, really impressed with her and everything she's done over there at the Harbor. Join us, would you? Journey back in time to the Roaring 20s, Casino Night, Speakeasy, located at the Fields Infinity Dealership of Glencoe, Illinois. Tickets are at theharbor.org. Join us. Okay, everybody, take care of each other. Be good. We'll see you next week on The Dolly McCarthy Show. Bye-bye.
Yeah, 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 The Dolly.